This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Danny McCamley about a specific form of vitamin C that was studied and showed some real promising effects on skin aging. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Molly Fox to talk about what role does hygiene play in the world distribution of Alzheimer's disease. You know, we've talked about the diminishing diversity in the microbiome. We've talked about the Amish gut study. We've talked about how architecture is influencing microbes. And is there a linkage between the microbes in our world and the development of Alzheimer's disease? I promise you'll find that discussion very interesting. This discussion also very interesting. Welcome to the show, Danny McCamley.
Good afternoon, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. So we hear a lot about antioxidants, the value of antioxidants. We know that some of these antioxidants, more specifically vitamin C, has found its way into the cosmeceutical industry. So your group endeavored, and plug your group, first of all. You are with the Aspen Clinical Research Group, correct?
That's correct. We do consumer product research. So we're testing a whole range of cosmetics, over-the-counter products, test their effects on skin primarily, on their acceptability in the sort of general public.
And this is an important discussion, especially for the women in the audience who tend to care more about how their skin looks than the men. But let's face it, none of us want to have a 35-year-old body and a 65-year-old mug or face. So this is an important discussion. So first of all, what type of vitamin C did you use for this clinical trial?
It was a gel form, vitamin C sort of dietary supplement, which was provided by Lipotec. And it sort of came to us through their European distributor, and they asked us to test it for its skin firmness, its effect on skin firmness and skin elasticity in aged people with sort of aged skin. So we're looking at sort of like 30 up to 61 plus. We sort of tested in 60 people.
So okay, now I have to mention something here. The company whose vitamin C that you used is actually a sponsor of my show, and that's why I wanted to
do this. Well, that's not biased at all, then, is it, Carl?
No. Look, if something works, it works, right? We've been talking about liposomal vitamin C for a very long time on this show. There's lots of positive and negative information out there about antioxidants. We try to cover everything fair and balanced. This is just another aspect of the discussion. So this was actually under the Altrient name, which is made by Livon Labs, which is a sponsor of the show. I want to make that clear because a lot of the people in my audience use this vitamin C. So let's talk about this. You said there were 60 subjects?
There were 60, yeah. We had a placebo control. So we actually recruited 64 subjects to start with, 32 into each group, because we was looking for a sort of dropout rate of around 10%. Maximum, for okay. Our results to be valid and comparable. And we actually had a full 60 complete.
So and men or women, did it matter?
We had both. I think the demographic was split more in favor of females, but there was a roughly equal number of women and men.
Okay. Now, had they been taking any form of vitamin C prior to this clinical trial?
They was refrained from taking any for a minimum of 3 months before they joined the trial. So there was no sort of dietary supplement. And we actually had a lead-in phase before we started doing assessments so they didn't have a adverse reaction to the sort of sudden intake of vitamin C increase.
Gotcha. And how did you assess their skin quality for this trial?
Well, what we used was known as a cutometer by a company called Courage and Gauska, based in Germany. And what the cutometer is, it's a small probe that creates negative pressure inside the probe, drawing your skin up into the probe and then releasing it. Inside that probe, you've got non-contact optical measuring systems that measure how far the skin comes up into the probe, the firmness of the skin upon its return, how fast it returns. So it gives you a sort of overall picture of the skin elasticity and firmness.
Interesting. And so when you tested this group prior to supplementation, did they all have signs of what we would consider skin aging, the lack of elasticity and rebound when they were tested with this?
Yeah, prior to treatment, before we'd had any kind of lead-in phase or treatment dosage, so they've just come sort of clean off the block with no vitamin C dietary supplements in their usual habits. They was all showing sort of standard skin condition for their age. They've got aged skin. It wasn't particularly elastic or firm. There wasn't anything that stood out as unusual in their skin. It was just a standard demographic of the general population.
Were any of them sun worshippers, for instance? And if so, were they asked to refrain from tanning beds or anything like that during the trial?
We don't tan. We don't use people that use tanning beds, etc. It just adds too many variables in. So one of the prohibitions of the study was no deliberate exposure of the facial area to natural sunlight or other sources of UV. So tanning booths, sunbeds, sunbathing. It was just all cut out.
What was the placebo? Was it another? Was it just the vehicle, the liposomes with no vitamin C compounded into it?
I believe it was a glycose syrup, just to sort of improve the flavor slightly, but there was no active in there that would have had an effect similar to vitamin C.
Now,
those both provided by lipospheric.
Okay, and now were these individuals told how to and how much vitamin C to take each day of the trial?
They was indeed. We at Aspen, we follow the ICH. I mean, ICH is obviously applicable to the pharmaceutical industry, so it doesn't really come into our cosmetic world, but we tend to follow the spirit of their guidelines. So all subjects and volunteers are informed of, you know, you're either going to be on a placebo group or an active group. This is the two products that you may have, whether it be a placebo or an active, and the kind of effect that you're going to be seeing from either or what we're looking to investigate, etc. So they've got complete informed consent.
And then were they required to take their vitamin C at a certain time every day and with specific instructions, like take this with food or upon awakening or something like that?
Exactly. I mean, they started off on one sachet a day in the morning just to lead them into the study. And they did that for a week. They then had, once we then took our assessments, they had one sachet for one day, two sachets for 2 days at morning and evening, and then it went up after them 2 days to three sachets a day, morning, afternoon, evening, for the period of the treatment sort of active phase, which was a 4 week study.
So once they got to three packets of liposomal vitamin C a day, that is when the study, quote unquote, really began. You just wanted to get them to that tolerable level of getting used to taking it.
Precisely. What we didn't want to do is flood someone with the extra vitamin C. Their body's not in the position to absorb any sort of quantifiable amount of vitamin C. And as you say, there's a lot of bad press at the moment about antioxidants, and we wanted to assure people that they was being treated with a sort of lead-in and a lead-out phase, so they wouldn't suddenly be left lacking in the vitamin C that their body had been used to absorbing.
Now, anybody complained that any stomach distress or anything once they got to three packets of vitamin C a day?
Nobody. Yeah. Not a single person on either the placebo or the active.
I take that vitamin C. I just squeeze it in my mouth. I actually like the flavor. I've had a lot of people say, no, it doesn't taste that good. So you have to squeeze it into a shot glass of water and then just kind of throw the whole thing down. Is that how this group did it, putting it in a juice or water or something like that?
They were told they were allowed. They could put it into juice or liquid, or they could take it neat, depending on their preference. There was no stipulation on either or.
Interesting. So, okay, so they took this, the actual trial lasted 14 days, 2 weeks, once they were at the three packets per day level.
4 weeks, Carl.
I'm sorry, 4 weeks. I apologize. What did I see?
2 weeks.
We had assessments at week two and week four. So
well,
we
that, and that, that perfect. Trend. That was my question. So when did you actually start looking to see if there were changes occurring in the skin? So was that the 2 week point?
Yeah. We had our pre-treatment baseline. We then had their lead-in phase. And then at week two, once it was on to their actual active phase, at week two, we took assessments, and then again at week four, and that was whilst they were on their 3 sachets a day. And what we see at week two was a 15.1% increase in skin firmness compared to their baseline, and 32.7% by week four. So the trend was continuing upwards.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take our first break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this trending and also what you learned from this study. We're talking with Danny McCamley. We're talking about a product that's offered on this show, liposomal vitamin C, and its effect on aging skin. Let's face it, we all want our skin to stay youthful as we age. Who cares? You know, many of us work so hard to have fantastic physiques, and then when you look above the neck, it's really not a pleasant thing. This could be something that you should add to your repertoire if you are not already using it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. Who knows why the music didn't kick in just now, but there are ghosts in the computer from time to time. Anyway, we're talking with Danny McCamleys, and we're talking about liposomal vitamin C's effect on aging skin. So let's get back to the treated and untreated group here for a second, Danny. The individuals that were treated with the supplement and tested at 2 weeks and 4 weeks showed a continuous increase in the quality of the skin, right?
They did indeed.
But the group that was receiving a placebo saw really no change whatsoever in the quality of their skin.
No, there was no statistically significant change, and even the mean values, the mean values went from 0.553 to 0.552 to 0.554. So there is no real deviation on the mean there. There was no deviation statistically speaking. There was no change, whereas in the treated group, there was a continual trend to improve firmness.
Yeah, which was 0.548, 0.631, and then on the fourth week, 0.727. So this is statistically significant changes over the course of the four-week period.
It was. Just with a simple P-test, you was looking at significance to the power of 10 times minus 24. It was ridiculously significant.
Now, did the individuals who underwent the supplementation, did they see changes in the mirror that they said, wow, I noticed this, like, forget about the testing, I can tell there's a change?
They did. Alongside the sort of cutometry testing we was doing, we also did question people on whether they found their skin was firmer, younger looking, whether they felt there was improved moisturization, reduction in the fine lines and wrinkles, just a general improvement on their skin. And it's interesting to note that on the active group, 30 of the people, which the full group, said that there was a general improvement to their skin condition. That they all liked the appearance of the product and the taste of it alongside its actual effect. And whilst we're on that sort of line of thinking, I just listened to the advert in the commercial break, and it was mentioned about health, colds and flus. And in each group, we also questioned them whether they was ill during the period of
the supplement. Yeah, I saw that. So and quite a few, and interestingly enough, quite a few people had a cold or a flu during the test period, didn't they?
The test period was late in last year, so we're looking at sort of October, November time. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's that time of year when people are going to be having the sniffles or the cold coming on. And we actually found that there was 11 people in each group by chance that had suffered from cold or flu during the period that we was testing. And for the active group, 36% of them recovered between 1 and 2 days, 64% within 3 and 4 days. Whereas for the non-treated group, they was looking at 5 to 6 days, 82% recovered. It was a lot longer recovery period. So not only did it improve the skin, it also improved the general health of their subjects.
You know, and this is the medical orthodoxy loves to say, vitamin C doesn't work for this, vitamin C doesn't work for that. It doesn't shorten colds. It doesn't affect cancers. The Mayo Clinic study that tried to reproduce what was done by Linus Pauling and another, I want to say, German scientist, that they were infusing individuals with vitamin C, and they used oral vitamin C. And the point I'm trying to make here in a long way around is, the reason vitamin C doesn't do the things that it's purported to do, in my humble opinion, has more to do with the recommended daily allowances that governments put out there, 60 milligrams. You know, yeah, it doesn't do anything. But when you're taking 3 grams of it a day, all of a sudden something happens.
And it's well known that there isn't a risk associated with taking excess vitamin C because it just passes through your body into the urine. So there's no long-term side effect to increasing your vitamin C allowance. But, I mean, there's a lot of literature recommending that you take a higher dosage than the recommended daily allowances because there is an effect once you reach a certain level.
And liposomally delivered vitamin C next to infused intravenous vitamin C is really the best way to do it if you're not using it for specific therapeutic purposes, like you need to get high doses for cancer. Liposomal vitamin C really does provide a quick influx, if you will, into the bloodstream. So at the four-week point, these individuals saw, and you were able to validate and verify, an increase in the quality of their skin. Do you think it would have continued had you followed them for 8 weeks and thereon?
It's interesting you ask. We're actually in discussions at the moment with the manufacturer, with Altruency, to provide a longer-term study to see the effects and the trend, and does it tail off, and at what point does it tail off?
Because, this is really amazing. Vitamin C is used within the plastic surgery community. For those who don't know this, about a decade ago, the water, the tumescent fluid that they use to irrigate the fat cells during liposuction now contains ascorbic acid or sorbate, because they learned that by having vitamin C in that fluid actually stimulated collagen production much earlier, causing the skin to tighten up faster once the fat was removed. Now, I am not a proponent of liposuction. My audience knows that. But the point I'm trying to bring out is the effects of vitamin C on the skin are well established. Would you agree with that, Dan?
I would. I mean, there was a study done by the University of Leicester in the late sort of noughties on ascorbic acid 2-phosphate. And they found they improved stimulation of fibroblasts and skin repair on wounds. It also sort of repaired potentially mutagenic DNA problems. So, yeah, I'm a big supporter that vitamin C can have a positive effect on the skin, and it does work fast.
Yeah, at 2 weeks is pretty fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, were you able to ascertain why the skin quality got better? Was it, for instance, greater hydration, maybe? Does the vitamin C seem to store itself in the skin, or was it because of increased collagen production? Were you able to assess the pathway at all?
We wasn't able to assess the pathway of the cutometer, no. It's maybe something to keep earmarked for the future, depending on where they want to go with the product. But it was just a general overview of the skin condition.
Were fine lines and wrinkles noticeably disappearing in some of these individuals?
People noticed them. To measure that, what you'd need is a SteelFlow replica, which is a plaster cast of the area you're treating, which obviously for an orally ingested tablet or gel product could be any area of the skin. And you compare that plaster cast, that SteelFlow replica, over the period of times, and you can see the decrease in the fine lines and the wrinkles and the depth of them. They weren't investigated in this study, but what we did have was people's opinion of their reduction, and people were noticing a reduction in the fine lines and wrinkles. Whether it was statistically significant or not, I couldn't comment without doing a SteelFlow study.
Yeah, right, I understand. I think it's
it does lend itself, if skin's getting firmer and more elastic, that there will be a reduction in the fine lines and wrinkles, because obviously the skin's going to be pulling taunter against the face.
I wonder how long it takes for the skin to return to its pre-supplementation state once you cease using the liposomal vitamin C.
I wouldn't be able to pass comment either. After the 8-week point, subjects were just obviously weaned off the product. But no, I mean, the reversibility, I'm sure there's research out there that liposomal will be able to sort of comment on, otherwise they wouldn't have a market.
I think it's interesting that so many men were in this this study, and because, you know, men typically don't really care about their skin, unfortunately for us. And I mean, and the age, really the largest group were really 41 to 61 plus, it looks like, of participants in the study. So this is saying something significant. If you can get someone who's 40 to 60 years old, the quality of their skin to change in just 4 weeks without buying a, you know, ridiculously expensive cosmetic product at some boutique, you know, women spend $400-$500 a month on things that are supposed to reduce fine lines and make skin quality better.
They probably don't like the taste of vitamin C supplements.
Yeah.
Did any of the subjects ask you if they could get more of it once the study was over?
We did have people requesting to know what the product was, where they could purchase it, and we did inform them. Whether they've then gone on to continually use it or not, I wouldn't be able to tell you without sort of bringing up and asking them. But it was of interest to people. They did rate the product highly. I think 100% of people rated it as good or excellent. You know, on their overall perception of the product's benefits themselves.
Was there anything about this particular trial that surprised even you?
Yeah, well, generally the results we were seeing were better than some topically applied creams, which was a surprise to me. Topically applied creams, depending on, you know, the makeup of the actives in the formulation, etc., will have a similar effect to what we've seen with this formula. However, you get some lower end products that are topically applied that didn't have the same statistical significance that we see with an orally ingested vitamin C product. In my opinion, a sort of ingested vitamin tablet isn't meant to have an effect on your skin. So to see it having such a statistically significant effect was a surprise to everyone here at Aspen.
Right, right. And you know, there are plenty of topical preparations now for women that have vitamin C in them for this reason, because, you know, vitamin C is supposed to have such a profound effect on the skin. I'm wondering if because you're rubbing it on the skin, it interacts differently in the way that it gets into the cells as opposed to if you're taking it orally.
Yeah, well, obviously, as it's coming on, if you're applying it topically, you're going to have evaporation off of the skin. You're going to have contact with various clothing items, etc., and just general environmental factors are going to prevent it from being absorbed properly into the cells. Whereas taking it orally, there's none of the external variations on the absorption rate.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously,
so you can get to where it's needed quicker.
If it's doing that for your skin, it's got to be doing other good things for your body too. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Danny McCamley. We're talking about how just 4 weeks of 3 packets a day of liposomal vitamin C improved the quality of aging skin really significantly. And if you are like me and you don't want your face to look like an old shoe any longer, like mine, you may want to consider the liposomal vitamin C offered through Live On Labs here, because that is the exact product that they use for this research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR. SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A couple announcements. First of all, if you don't already have the Superhuman Radio Network iPhone or Android app, please download it from your respective stores, iTunes, Apple Store, and of course, for Android users, go to Google Play. It allows you to manage the podcast, listen to the live stream, and interact with the show. And it's a way to get free stuff. As you know, we're giving away free tickets to the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio later this month. And the only way you can win free tickets is to use the app to communicate with us when we tell you what to do to win free tickets. So check that out. Also want to recognize two new sponsors to the show. One is a returning sponsor, and that's Mike Mahler of Mahler's Aggressive Strength. His new testosterone booster is being advertised on the show. And, of course, Leaner Living's MK7 Plus D3 supplement. We just did a great show talking about taking D3 without the right form of K2 can cause soft tissue calcification and a variety of other unwanted effects from your vitamin D supplementation. So we have now a alternative. Go to superhumanradio.com. You can save 10% off when you click the banner ad for the MK7 plus D3 supplement from Lena Living. So check that out. We're talking right now with Danny McCamley. We're talking about liposomal vitamin C and its effect on the skin quality of aging skin. Clearly, there is some magic to this. I hear a lot of talk, Danny, about the effects of carotenoids, am I saying that right? And skin quality. There's even some people out there who test the amount of carotenoids in the skin to identify if you're getting enough antioxidants in your diet. Does vitamin C influence this at all? Do you know?
We've never done any research into it. I've seen papers suggesting that it does. It does improve the level. But that would be a more sort of medical, pharmaceutical study. I know from my experience in the sort of cosmetic world that it does raise the level of collagen production, and it can help to neutralize skin dryness and other sort of reverses on DNA damage and skin cell regeneration. But I couldn't comment on
when we talk about DNA damage. Are we also talking about from the sun damage?
We are. We're talking about sun damage, a sort of base level of UVB radiation protection, and sort of preventing the consequences of long-term sun exposure. I mean, if you look at sort of what can be caused with little to no vitamin C in the diet or a deficiency of such, I mean, you're looking at weight gain, dry skin, anemia, gum disease. So an increase in vitamin C has benefits for the body across the board.
Yeah, and you know, there's every time we talk about vitamin C, the mainstream media comes out with, you know, damning effects of antioxidants. Obviously, oxidative stress has a role in the body, otherwise the body wouldn't have this aspect of it. But there seems to be some real magic when you get into the higher levels, the higher doses of antioxidants that you just don't see in the lower doses. And I almost wonder if that's because of almost a hormetic effect, kind of like if you don't take, if you're unfortunate enough to have to take an antibiotic and you don't take it for the full term, you can actually make whatever it was the antibiotic was fighting stronger, because if you don't completely kill it, it becomes more resistant. It comes back more robust. I almost wonder sometimes if toying around with these little low doses of antioxidants actually has a similar effect on the body through hormesis and actually makes maybe oxidative stress more damaging.
Well, of course. I mean, if you look at the sort of RDAs, they recommend for men and women sort of adulthood between 70 and I think it's 110 milligrams per day of vitamin C, whereas they say side effects occur around sort of 2,000 plus milligrams a day. If you're playing around with the smaller volumes, your body's not going to be seeing the benefits it could do from three times, four times that amount, that volume. And similarly, as you say, with the sort of antibiotics, you get the resistance in the virus or the bacteria where it's just killing off the weak cells. With your body, you're going to be used to absorbing a little amount of vitamin C. You're not going to be producing the same sort of collagen production and the DNA repair. You're not used to it, whereas when you increase it, and as long as you maintain that level, your cells are going to become stronger and more adept at absorbing the vitamin C and using it.
There is some recent research that is coming out for those of us who are performance-driven, that vitamin C and also vitamin E, but two very mainstream antioxidants, may actually cause a blocking of the beneficial effects of exercise on mitochondrial adaptation. Now, I know this is completely outside the scope of what we're talking about here, but in your research in the past on vitamin C, is there any indication of what role vitamin C plays in mitochondrial function in general?
Not that we've been able to pinpoint scientifically. Generally, through sort of self-perception questionnaires, we actually find that people on vitamin C, on a higher vitamin C intake than what's recommended by the RDA, etc., is they're actually seeing a higher level of energy in their perception of themselves. You know, they're noticing, as I say, on a Likert scale, that they're rating themselves as being sort of four times as energetic as they were before they started taking the higher intake of vitamin C. Which is, you know, I mean, if the mitochondria were slowing down, you wouldn't expect them to feel so energized because they wouldn't be able to respire as quickly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. What was it? Was there any shortcomings in this research that you did that you could point to and say, well, you know, this is one thing we couldn't correct for. This is something that we couldn't, figure into the summary.
The placebo group questionnaires, I think one of the only flaw really with the product was the fact that our placebo group was a glucose syrup, which obviously led to higher energy levels. People liked the taste of it, and they were always orally taking a gel form. So the placebo group did show a sort of placebo effect on their questionnaire results, which we can quite happily discount because the clinical data speaks for itself, and there's no bias on there.
What were some of the reported placebo effects in the placebo group?
Some of them were, did they notice a sort of improvement to their skin condition, and a large proportion said that they noticed improved moisturization and a general improvement to their skin, that they recovered from colds and flus within 3 to 4 days, that they noticed a general improvement to the skin on their face, and surprisingly, 90% of the placebo group would change their current anti-aging product for a glucose syrup.
Hmm. Boy, there's money to be made in glucose syrup.
I think there is.
There you go.
However, 100% would have changed it for the vitamin C product.
Yeah, and as you so aptly point out, the real magic is in the testing of the skin quality, and that's undeniable. That
exactly. What we always look for with our sort of self-perception questionnaires is not to stand our claims on the self-perception, but that it correlates to our clinical data. Just it's all very well me telling a consumer, yes, this will improve your skin, but if they can't see it, they're not going to buy it again. They're not going to look to carry on using that product or to leave their current product for it. So what you look for is that the clinical data supports the claim, and the SPQs show that the volunteers and the subjects and users notice the effect that you can see with the clinical data.
Interesting. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break, but before we go into the break, I wanted to give you an opportunity to plug Aspen has some other research that you guys are going to be doing very shortly. Did you want to talk about some of the upcoming things that you're going to be promoting?
Yeah. Well, obviously, with yourselves being based in the States and with your listener database over there, we're actually opening a full clinical site under the banner of Aspen Consumer Product Research on the East Coast. And we've just opened, or we've been there for about 6 months, a site on the West Coast. So we'll have some very interesting stuff coming up that I'm sure we'll talk about at a later date, such as a good night snoring ring that prevents snoring, reduces the volume of snoring whilst people are sleeping, which obviously is a large concern for not just the sufferers of snoring, but their partners. We've got products on the board that we're currently under test where they're a tablet ingested form that provides SPF protection in a quantifiable manner. So that there's quite a lot of movement at the moment in the cosmetics industry towards ingested
supplements,
forms of
right.
supplements that improve cosmetic enhancement.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Danny McCamley.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back. Danny, I just got a message from a listener asking if there's any evidence that, discoloration of the skin is affected by vitamin C intake. You know, I guess she's talking about, skin spots. What do you call them?
Age spots.
Age spots. There you go.
Yeah. So if you're looking at sort of age spots and the sort of skin lightening effects of vitamin C, this wasn't studied during this study, but I have seen it in previous topically applied creams where one of the actives in the topically applied cream that was designed as a skin lightening cream, it contained vitamin C, and we did see a shift in the Fitzpatrick scale towards the lighter scales, the lighter end.
Really? You know, the liposomal vitamin C that is produced by Livon Labs uses some of the same technology that is employed in transdermal science, in that we know that liposomes in the form of lecithin-based organogels are used as vehicles to carry drugs and active ingredients across the stratum corneum into the skin. And depending on the concentration, it will either remain fairly localized or can be delivered systemically. With that being said, I wonder if you could just take the Lipo-C and rub it on your skin somewhere.
I don't see why it wouldn't work. You could use it as a topically applied gel, I suppose, although the consistency probably wouldn't lend itself too well to the actual application side. But to target a certain specific area, for example, an age spot or somewhere you're suffering from discoloration or blemishes may cause an effect.
Yeah, because lecithin-based organogels are just, you know, phospholipids with some other items that are designed for compounding. And they have fairly good cosmetic qualities once you rub them in. I'm going to experiment with the liposomal vitamin C on my skin. I'm just going to try putting some on my, maybe, you know, my inner forearm, and just see what happens if I rub it on. I'm going to do it after the show today, actually, because
we're a nice area to sort of see an effect for skin lightening is the volar forearm, and even the inside upper arm, where it's covered obviously by your clothing. You're not going to have the effect of external variables such as your sunlight, and tanning, sort of an effect. So, if you're going to do it yourself, use it on the inside upper arm or the volar forearm.
Okay, so where the sun is exposed or has not been exposed?
Where your clothing will protect you from sun exposure.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it would be interesting to see. And maybe even anybody out there who already has the
Lipo-C from Live On Labs. Try, if you have one of those little dark spots somewhere on your arm or something, try rubbing a little, you know, droplet on it a few times, a couple times a day for a week or two and see if it gets lighter. I'd be interested to find out. I have a suspicion that it works that way because I'm very well versed in transdermal delivery vehicles. And really, the stuff that they're using for the liposomes is really not very much different than the stuff that's used by compounding pharmacists to create lecithin-based organogels. A little bit of alcohol, you know, I mean, it's pretty similar, actually. So it'd be interesting
I think it was phospholipids, alcohol, and vitamin C as a ascorbate. So it was very similar. And I mean, the age spots are common place them is the back of the hands. So very easy to apply if the listeners are going to apply. Maybe try it on just the left hand or just the right hand so you can see whether there is an effect.
Yeah.
Just going about your daily routine. If you do see an effect, obviously let yourself know, let us know, and maybe it's worth investigating further.
I think it is, personally. And I'm going to experiment with it myself. I really am, because I have a strange suspicion that it will work fine. We've come to the end of the interview. What do you want people to take away from this research when they hear about it?
It'd be nice if people stopped listening to the hearsay that they should stick to their RDA. What they should take into consideration is that unless they go to a very, very high level of vitamin C, there's going to be no adverse effect on their body. And actually, they're going to see some very positive benefits, such as looking younger, feeling better. They're going to have increase in energy. Their skin is going to be firmer and brighter to appearance. It's worth taking when there's no side effects to the health.
And 2 weeks is not a long time to wait to start to see some of the benefits either.
Precisely. I mean, we evaluated it 2 weeks, and by week two, we were already seeing a 15.1% increase in skin firmness. So you're probably going to start seeing effects after a week. It's just we wasn't evaluating them at that point. But the trend showed such a steep curve that you're going to notice them within a few days.
Were people taking the C with meals or without, before meals? Do you know?
They're taking it morning, afternoon, and evening, so around their meal time.
Yeah, because I have a suspicion that because of the way the lymphatic system works, it would be better to take it with a fatty meal or on an empty stomach, one of those two. That's my own humble opinion, but I could be really off base on that. So it'd be interesting to find out. This is really, really great stuff. And we are going to have you back on the show. As Danny alluded, those of you listening to the show know how adamant I am about getting to the bottom of this snoring epidemic that we see in American males today. And probably men all over the globe, for whatever reason, is unclear. But getting snoring to stop is a critical part of the longevity prescription, in my humble opinion. We're going to have Danny back on in a very, very short period of time to talk about some really exciting stuff that they worked on there at Aspen. And it's not even available in the United States, but we're going to talk about it anyway because maybe we can inspire this company.
It will be.
Oh, it will be. There you go. So they're even better. But we will absolutely book that. Danny, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
You're welcome, Carl. Have a lovely afternoon, and I'll speak to you soon.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, I got a brief announcement to make, and then we will have our next guest on as we talk about the role that hygiene is playing on the development of Alzheimer's disease. This is going to be a really, really shocking discussion. It's not what you think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable.
health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The discussion about microbial diversity, especially as we talk about the microbiota of the gut, and that is which is influenced by what's in our environment. So many great papers have been published recently looking at the effects of microbiome on disease states like diabetes, autism, and so on and so forth. And I've said it before, and I've said it, I'll say it again and again. That 4.5 to 6 pounds of microbiome that we carry around in our body is possibly the next frontier for healthy aging and disease states. My next guest is Dr. Molly Fox. How you doing, Molly?
Hi.
And your group has just published a paper that takes this discussion in a totally different direction. And really, in my humble opinion, is not what people think it's going to be about at all. The paper was called Hygiene and the World Distribution of Alzheimer's Disease, Epidemiological Evidence for a Relationship Between Microbial Environments and Age-Adjusted Disease Burden. Now, one would think at first glance, if you're coming from more of a mainstream medical orthodoxy approach, that the linkage between microbes and Alzheimer's would say that those of us in a developed nation where hygiene is of the utmost importance and we sanitize everything in the world have a lower threat or risk for Alzheimer's disease. But that's not at all what it is it?
No, and in fact, you know, the key words there was age-adjusted or age-standardized. Basically, when you compare the Alzheimer's burden across different countries, sort of mathematically simulating it as though every country had the same proportion of old people, we actually found that developed countries had much higher burden of Alzheimer's compared to developing countries. So, for instance, an 80-year-old in the U.S. would really have a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's than an 80-year-old in Ghana.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I can't help but invoke the name of Weston A. Price just for a moment. Because, you know, Weston A. Price, a dentist from Cincinnati, who put his practice on hold to travel around the world to study the indigenous native people of different countries, came away finding so many things about these native people. But the bottom line was they aged better. And they were 70, 80, and 90 years old and still involved with raising their grandchildren and being productive within the scope of their social fabric. And then you come to the greatest country in the world, and people who are 60, 70, and 80, they sit in a wheelchair pooping in a diaper facing a wall for the last third of their lives.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, the reason I'm an anthropologist by training, and the reason that I was interested in this question was because evolutionary models of our species suggest that elderly people should be very competent. And that's just not what we observe in the Western world. In fact, the elderly are really marginalized from society. Yeah. And so this just didn't seem consistent at all, you know, between medical and evolutionary biology.
So let's talk about this study. Explain the design of the study for my audience, please.
So this was just a very macro-level epidemiological study where we used data that the WHO has collected pretty painstakingly across the world to look at the rates of Alzheimer's in every country for which there was available data. And what we compared that to was things like the level of parasite stress in those countries and the percentage of people using toilets and the percentage of people with access to clean drinking water and basically all of these different proxies of hygiene. And the reason we were interested in that is because Alzheimer's patients appear to have a level and type of inflammation that's very similar to what we see in people with autoimmune disease.
Mm.
And that's the kind of inflammation in autoimmune disease has previously been linked to the microbial diversity in the environment, that people living in developing countries or places with lower degrees of hygiene appear to have better certain parts
more
of their
robust. They're more robust. Let's talk about this for a second. And my audience is going to laugh because I'm going to tell the story about when I was a kid working on the racetrack. But when I was a kid, I worked at Aqueduct Belmont in Saratoga. I did that for 4 years, and it was a filthy environment working with large animals. I mean, you know, you didn't wash your hands when you had to eat lunch, and you handled feces and urine-laden straw, and you exposed to all. And I never got sick when I worked on the racetrack, not ever. I never got the flu. And you know, we look at the Amish gut study and so many other studies that are being done on the old order Amish, we find that these individuals really fare a lot better health-wise as they age than those of us who live in more, creature comfort life than they do.
It's an interesting trade-off, right? Because by sanitizing our environments, we are able to protect ourselves from things like cholera, but we also lack those microbes that are beneficial, that don't cause disease, that don't cause illness, that are supposed to live in our bodies. And all of our evolutionary history occurred with a pretty high degree of benign microbes living in our bodies. And now that we're not in contact with animals, feces, and soil so much because we have paved roads and live in cities, we no longer sort of acquire those microbes that are benign and are critical for proper immune development.
As an anthropologist, I had a discussion with someone from the Wenner Gren Foundation many, many years ago, and we talked about when I first started to really become interested in the whole microbe proposition and health. And I was told something like in our prehistoric ancestors, they had a diversity of microbes in their body of, let's say, 22,000 various forms. And today we have like 2,000. If in fact, and obviously these numbers are probably not the ones that we had in the discussion, but that is like the magnitude of difference today versus then. So my question to you as an anthropologist is, first of all, can we identify what those lost species of microbes were in any way? And then B, once we know what they are, can we reintroduce them?
Well, whether we can, you know, determine what they are is sort of beyond my specialty, but I'm sure that, you know, biologists, you know, could work in these, you know, different environments, and it wouldn't be so difficult to, well, it would be possible, I should say, to characterize the micro, the sort of microbes living in the bodies of different people in different environments. But the other question you asked about whether we could reintroduce them is complicated because, like I said, there are some really profound benefits to sanitizing our environment. And, you know, in order to block out these very dangerous infectious diseases, this is one of the detrimental side effects. And I think it would be very difficult to have it both ways. You know, people who lived in these more traditional environments also lived at a much more diffuse population density.
They
weren't in such close contact, and because of that, the dangerous microbes were less virulent because something that kills you really fast can't really survive in an environment where you're not in a lot of contact with people.
Right.
So before we started living indoors, before we started living
in
urban environments, in cities, we didn't have that kind of constant contact. So a microbe had to keep you, you know, you had to stay alive. It could harm you, but in order to replicate and move on to a new host, those microbes that...
they needed us. They needed us to be able to be ambulatory.
Exactly. To come into contact with more people over time. Now microbes are highly dangerous and highly virulent because we live in these dense environments, so... It's a different situation that we're dealing with.
Did you look at the actual diversity of microbiome in the environment and or in the gut of the individuals in the areas?
So this was an epidemiological study. So we were looking at really large-scale data. We were using data coming from sources like the World Bank and the WHO. And, you know, in order to sort of understand these trends at a population level, you need both types of studies, right? You need these, you know, smaller scale, like biomedical studies, and then you also need these sort of large scale epidemiological studies to watch the trends.
And obviously the epidemiological studies put you in the range of the target, and then zeroing in is the task.
Exactly. What we really hope is that this, this paper can bring a little bit more attention to the issues that we're interested in, like the environmental exposures that people are exposed to with, who eventually develop Alzheimer's disease. It's hard to study that because you'd have to live for 100 years to follow people from their early lives through their development of this disease.
What was the testing that you used to assess the level of Alzheimer's disease? Wasn't there a name for it?
Yeah, so it's the Disability Adjusted Life Year Daily, which sort of, it assesses the burden of Alzheimer's in a country, not just by the number of people who develop the disease, but also by the number of healthy life years lost at the point at which you develop it.
And so before we go into the break, I want to hit this home one more time. Those populations that were living in less advanced areas and had a greater diversity of microbes exposed to them either in their environment or whatever, they tended to have less of a risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
They had lower Alzheimer's burden, you know, for people of equivalent ages. And that wasn't, that, you know, and also we're not looking at current microbial diversity proxies. We're looking at those over the last 100 years because we're trying to capture people developing Alzheimer's now.
Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up the discussion. We're talking with Dr. Molly Fox. We're talking about the role that that super clean environment that you're striving for may actually be playing on diseases like Alzheimer's disease. Now, please do not go and sanitize your hands during the break. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Molly Fox. We're talking about the linkage between hygiene and Alzheimer's disease. And you know, this is what amazes me, Dr. Fox, is that every day we read something or learn something about the linkage between microbes and disease states. There's a group now that's led by a doctor in the UK who is talking about a particular form of a microbe called L. plantarum and its linkage to the development of autism spectrum disorder in children. And, you know, I mean, every time you turn around, there's some new information. And it's becoming increasingly clearer that what we do as a species is akin to a pendulum. You know, we discover something and we push all the way as far as we can to the right. And then we find out, oops, that was a mistake. And then we back off, ultimately trying to find the middle. And I think that the whole idea of destroying every microbe in our environment has really gotten us into trouble. And now we're realizing, wow, you know, some of those things provided real benefits for us. My concern is, how do we get, and I know I asked this before, but it is, I mean, we just did a show on geophagy, right? Because I'm like, okay, maybe if we can get some of the dirt from like a pristine area of the world where you know, the kind of like the cradle of life, maybe, you know, the sub-Saharan African area. Like maybe there are microbes in the soil that were part of our evolutionary selection process that we can try to reintroduce, because I'm convinced that we need to have exposure to these things, but some of them are gone. They're like extinct. How do you find them again?
It's tricky, but, you know, we also have a long history of exposure to undesirable things like, you know, tapeworm infections and, you know, things that maybe you do want to eliminate from your environment.
Right.
So it's tricky, you know. Like I said before, you know, it's almost like cholera versus allergy. You know, neither one is desirable, but it's tricky. And, you know, the thing is that the environment in which we live today is so dramatically different, that just our physical surroundings compared to the environment in which our species spent most of our evolutionary history. And just to put that into perspective for your listeners, the human species in our current form, modern Homo sapiens, have been around for almost 200,000 years. We only started farming about 10,000 years ago.
Right.
So that's about 190,000 years spent in a hunter-gatherer lifestyle. And, you know, the Industrial Revolution was 200 years ago. 200 years ago.
Yeah, like yesterday.
yesterday, basically. So, you know, the vast majority of our history in terms of natural selection and even cultural evolution, all of these things happened in an environment that was just so profoundly different compared to the environment in which we live today.
So obviously, and I understand, it's a very dangerous message that, hey, go out and expose yourself to all this stuff, because there are things that we have gotten out of our environment that were killing people, and we don't want to reintroduce those and kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. But but with your research, and obviously this is epidemiological, there could be other factors involved here that are ride-alongs. Like, well, we didn't realize that people also do these things lifestyle-wise in those communities that could be playing a role.
But like breastfeeding rates.
Bingo. And also just plain activity. And another one that people don't talk about is, but in these less developed communities, guess what? They go to sleep when it gets dark out. They don't sit up and play on their iPad till 2 o'clock in the morning. So all these things have a role in the nature of disease today. So, but what do you hope that people take away from this research? And what do you hope to stimulate in some other clinicians out there who are looking to publish some new studies?
Well, I think that the role of T cells in Alzheimer's, which is a certain type of immune cell, is something that needs to be investigated further. I think that this is sort of some promising, very preliminary evidence, but, you know, more research is definitely required to really confirm this hygiene hypothesis effect in dementia and in Alzheimer's specifically. So I think that that is a sort of research target that I feel somewhat hopeful about. And this is, you know, not so, in this way, it's, you know, similar to what we've seen with allergy and autoimmunity, like I said before, that there's just a certain type of cell that suppresses inflammation that people with Alzheimer's seem to have low concentrations of. So that's, you know, in terms of just the Alzheimer's burden to society, there's something, you know, an avenue that we could pursue there. But in terms of these, you know, larger questions about what do we do about our mismatched environment, and this is, you know, what I basically want to argue is that we might want to add Alzheimer's to this list of mismatched diseases, you know, diseases of modern civilization.
Yes.
Or at least the high prevalence of it. You know, maybe it would have been very rare, but I think we're exacerbating our risk of a disease like that.
Well, you're right. Mm-hmm. And you got to lump into those you have to talk about diseases like Parkinson's disease and ALS and all these other diseases that were prevalent back in the day, but they were rare. And today, you know, that people say, well, we have a bigger population. Yeah. But it's also a larger group within the population than it's ever occupied before. All these diseases.
It's and you know, without understanding what causes these diseases, often it's very difficult to try to evaluate whether people in the past got them. And one of the main things that I think will help is whether environmental factors modify risk. Because if we can get a little more information about that, then we can begin to reconstruct what disease risk might have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for all of these conditions. That's for, you know, peanut allergies to Alzheimer's disease, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's tricky. Mm-hmm.
Talk about the T cell for a second. So we understand that autoimmune disorders are in widespread growth, especially here in the United States. There mm-hmm. is a lot of evidence out there that there are ways of managing it that have more to do with diet mm-hmm. / lifestyle changes. Talk about these T cells that we're seeing that are also affecting Alzheimer's disease for a second.
Yeah, T cells are interesting. So you're sort of born with what are called naive T cells, and those are undifferentiated. And what typically happens in a healthy development process is that with a low constant level of immune stimulation from these non-harmful microbes, some of those naive T cells will differentiate into what we call regulatory T cells that suppress inflammation. So they're part of your immune system, but they're actually anti-inflammatory. But the alternative is, if they don't differentiate along that pathway, they could become effector T cells, or T cells that increase inflammation. Mm. They're pro-inflammatory. And you want that to happen, of course, because if you're exposed to an invader in your body, some of these effector T cells will increase inflammation and, you know, help expel it.
Right.
And it's a balance between the regulatory and effector T cell. So if you're not exposed to that low constant level of stimulation, then you're not going to establish a sufficient repository of the anti-inflammatory regulatory T cells. And then if you do get exposed to an infection later, the inflammation that you experience basically can go unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body has lost that system, or it never developed that system of checks and balances. And so what's very interesting is that we see in people with allergies and eczema and, you know, autoimmune diseases, what these have in common is that they have people often have an insufficient repository of regulatory T cells. So the inflammation in their bodies can get out of control, and you can get these pathologies as a result.
So these regulatory T cells mm-hmm. Occur as a result of hormesis, the exposure to less threatening microbes in the environment.
Yeah, and they're not something that we develop without that. We need that exposure in order to differentiate along that pathway.
I wonder what cesarean section has played a role in some of this as well, because we know that a newborn's first sort of, let's say, for lack of better terms, seeding of the microbiome as it passes through the mom's birth canal and out the vagina, and C-sections mm-hmm. bypasses that entirely, and we know that there are higher rates of allergies, for instance, in individuals who are born C-section than those who are delivered vaginally. And I wonder if that plays a role. I wonder if there's a linkage between cesarean section and these naive T-cells just sitting around not doing what they're supposed to do.
That's a very interesting question. I don't, you know sufficiently about that, but what I would say is that often C-section births will be associated with lower rates of breastfeeding, and breast milk itself also has, you know, you're drinking up almost a whole new immune system. So the breastfeeding component would also be a very important consideration
uh-huh.
there. But all of these ways in which the immune system of a mother can be transmitted to her child, or, you know, direct biological transmission, is very, very interesting.
Yeah, this is...
And very important to consider, I think, because, you know, when we think about it, we're a species that lives all over the world, and, you know, mammals all have this same T-cell system and live all over the world, and we are sort of adapted to our local environments, and over the course of a lifetime, a mother becomes adapted to her local environment, and so she can sort of jumpstart her offspring's sort of local adaptations and local biological familiarity with the microbial environment in which she lives.
You know what's interesting? I thought about this because it was in the news a couple months ago, but there is a breast milk bank for vegan mothers who, for whatever reason, can't breastfeed. And it's milk produced by other vegan mothers as well. But one of the things that they do to the milk is they pasteurize it. And, you know, there is a lot to be said in this discussion. I am a huge proponent of raw and pasteurized milk. I've been preaching about raw and pasteurized milk on this show for over 9 years now. I drink raw and pasteurized milk. Whenever my farmer has a calf, I get first day colostrum. I have a freezer full of raw and pasteurized butter. I drink raw milk, raw cream, and so on and so forth. And I wonder what effect it has had on our population. Which it was the unnecessary, and I say unnecessary for a reason, pasteurization process of milk that happened in the early 1900s. I wonder what effect that's had on some protective value that we were getting from bovine milk at one point in time.
That's an interesting question. You know, I mean, humans have only been exposed to cow's milk or other animals' milks or any milk past weaning for maybe 8,000 years at most, and that's not everywhere around the planet.
Right.
So it's also a very novel feature of our environment, and in my thought process, you know, 192,000 years, humans weren't exposed to milk past the age of 3 or so. And now we're exposed to it for a whole lifetime. So I think it could definitely have beneficial effects, but these aren't effects that were omnipresent throughout our species' evolutionary history.
Yeah, and you know, there's a higher prevalence of asthma in children who consume pasteurized milk. Breast milk of, we did a show about this about 2 years ago, that mothers who have AIDS, the AIDS virus is sequestered by a biofilm in breast milk and passes through the baby without infecting the baby. You know, breast milk is an amazing, milk is an amazing thing. Milk is the only thing in nature that was designed to be consumed. We eat animals and plants because we need to survive, but only one thing was ever created in nature for sustenance, and that was milk. And raw unpasteurized milk, we thrived on raw unpasteurized milk for thousands of years until the late 1800s when the distilleries got into the milk business, so they didn't have to throw away their corn mash anymore. They figured they'd feed it to cows and make milk. And hence the swill milk epidemic that killed 1,900 people on the East Coast and heralded the need for pasteurization.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's still in my mind only 8,000 years as the blink of an eye in evolution, but obviously there are important changes that have happened in human physiology since then. You know, every day we continue to evolve as a species with each new generation born and new frequencies of genes and all of that, but It's a very interesting question, because it's basically about 8,000 years ago that our environment began to change very rapidly, and there are a lot of new things that have been introduced, and bovine milk is one of them, and a lot more research sort of needs to be done on how that affected the path that we've taken as a species and, of course, individual disease risk variation.
Let's do this. Let's take one last commercial break, and we will wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Molly Fox. We're talking about the fact that the cleaner your environment is may actually increase your risk for developing Alzheimer's disease. Maybe I didn't say that right. I'll let Dr. Fox clarify on the way out of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries
because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs. Blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Molly Fox. We're talking about the linkage between hygiene and Alzheimer's disease. So was that a reckless thing for me to say going into the break that maybe a cleaner world, you know, exposing yourself to more things may be beneficial?
In terms of your Alzheimer's risk, it could help. I don't know if it's beneficial overall, but in terms of Alzheimer's risk, people who are exposed to a greater diversity of benign microbes could potentially exhibit lower risk of developing the disease.
But do you think this has to happen early on? I mean, or is this something that can be introduced later on in life as well?
That's a good question. Most of the research in the hygiene hypothesis so far has been about very early life environments, like during childhood, which is why we looked at things that happened approximately 80 years before the data we used on Alzheimer's rates. But there's a lot of evidence that you can, for instance, develop regulatory T cells throughout life. And in fact, there are peaks during adolescence and then during adulthood. For instance, pregnancy for a woman increases her repository of regulatory T cells, and pregnancy itself is immunosuppressive. So there is this lifetime interplay between your environment and your reproductive biology, your behavior, all these different things, and your immune system.
You know, I'm looking for a show that we did, and I can't hear it. Is could microbes be the fountain of youth? We had Dr. Susan Erdman come on the show and talk about a study that her group had done on a particular form of a probiotic called Lactobacillus reuteri, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Reuter, like it's spelled almost like Reuters, R-E-U-T-E-R-I, that after a short exposure, they had two groups of rats. One was given the traditional chow and water, and the other one was given the traditional chow, but this particular microbe was put into the water. And they all were allowed to, you know, eat and drink ad libitum, so they just did what they do normally as little rats. And what they discovered was the quality of the fur was the most noticeable thing just by looking at them. It had gotten so much better, and the skin quality as well. But their testosterone, in the males, the testosterone levels came back up to youthful levels. They started to exhibit a lot of behaviors that are associated with younger rats, such as lordosis and copulating and also kind of strutting their swagger, which little male rats do when they feel good. And they also tested a bunch of biomarkers, and they presented markers of more youthful than their actual chronological age rats, just from introducing this one. Now, interestingly enough, guess where you are introduced to this Lactobacillus reuteri? It's not in the diet. It's in mother's milk. And companies that are now trying to capitalize on this, they're actually liberating it from human breast milk. That's the only place they can find it.
That's interesting. It's, you know, until very recently in human history, typically, and of course it's varied, you know, by culture and by population and by region, but typically people would be breastfed for 2.5, 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The human standard was about 2.5 years, and now we breastfeed for 2.5 months, you know, in the U.S.
If that.
And, you know, there are a huge range of profound lifelong effects on chronic disease risk, aging, on everything you can imagine, because it's just the most vulnerable, the postnatal phase is the most vulnerable part of postnatal life, of course.
Right.
It's
just bizarre to me that science really believes that it could improve on mother's milk. Like I mean, I was a formula baby, right? I'm 55 years old, so I was one of those baby boomers where no, formula is better than breast milk. Formula is better than breast. And it's like, I can't believe that people bought that line of crap.
Yeah, it's the Dr. Spock era in the U.S. We've departed from so many of our more sort of healthy traditional lifestyle choices, and this is a very important example. I think hopefully, at least in the U.S., the culture is starting to swing back towards, you know, promoting breastfeeding. But, of course, people still are scandalized if a child is breastfed until age two.
I know. That's because of our sexual hang-ups and puritanical background. You know, I talk about this on the show. You'll take your kid to a movie where 16 people will be gunned down and slaughtered, but as soon as the love scene comes on, you cover their eyes. It's like,
right.
I don't want you to see two people being intimate, but it's okay for you to see people blowing each other's brains out. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's a funny country in which we live. You know, there's a lot of cultural variation in these things, and it's easy for Americans, it seems, for some funny reason. Americans have a very America-centric view of life, and there's this assumption that the rest of the world functions the way we do here, and that just simply isn't the case at all.
No, it isn't. So in summary, what we hope that people will take away from your research is that more needs to be understood about the role that microbes in our environment play on the etiology of disease in general.
Exactly, and geriatric disease especially, because these are a very vulnerable portion of our society, and it's very difficult to study geriatric disease, so we need to keep doing our best.
Yeah. Dr. Fox, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take one last commercial break, and we'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, you remember I said that you can win tickets to the Arnold if you were the 14th person to send me a message through the Superhuman Radio Network iPhone or Android app. The winner is Alex Gordon. I will be emailing Alex and letting him know that he won. He was number 14. Now, here's some other good news. If you did not win, don't be disappointed yet, because we're going to be giving away 2 tickets to the Arnold every day for the rest of the month, all the way up to the time that the Arnold occurs. And we will be selecting those people randomly from the message that you send using the iPhone or Android app. Send your message and simply put in the message section, tickets to the Arnold. And every day, Elisa Profumo will be going through all of the messages. So in other words, If you've sent the message 4 days ago or today, you're still able to win. And she will be going through all of the messages that speak to wanting tickets to the Arnold and randomly picking somebody out every single day to give away tickets to the Arnold. So keep those messages coming. If you don't have the iPhone app, download it. It's free. If you don't have the Android app, download it. It's free. It's a better way to listen to the show and manage the podcast than anything else out there. And it has a little message form that you can send a message to me and obviously win tickets to the Arnold. So check that out. Okay, number two. Over 2 weeks ago, I said, look, so many of you who've written beautiful emails about how the show has changed your life. I need you to do a little selfie video. And there's a little gizmo, a little module, a little widget, whatever you want to call it, on the homepage of superhumanradio.com, right below the advertisement column on the far right side where there's banners. Actually, it's right below the Quest Protein Bar banner right now. It says upload your video. I'm asking again, can you believe this? No one has submitted a video. All the people who tell me that the show has improved the quality of their lives, changed their lives, all I'm asking for you to do is say it in a video. You don't have to get your hair cut. You don't have to get your eyebrows tweezed. You don't have to dress up. You don't have to have a special background. You don't have to have special production quality. I really want just raw selfies, looking into the camera and saying what it is you feel about the show, good or bad. If you think there are too many commercials in the show, say that. Because we're putting together a montage video for the new website of what the people who listen to the show say about the show. And I really need you to do this. And I don't want you to be hung up about what you're going to look like or if you're going to sound good. You're going to be fine. In fact, the lower the production quality, the better it'll be. So I'm asking again, I'm pleading now. If the show has helped you in any way, a 20 second, 10 second, 15 second, 30 second, anything 30 seconds or under, little selfie video done with your iPhone, your Android, or whatever you use to capture videos of yourself, and then use the widget on the front page of superhumanradio.com on the far right-hand side at the bottom of the banner column on the far right-hand side, right above the poll, it'll say upload your video. Use that to upload it to me. I don't know what else to say except please. How about that one? Please. Anyway, we've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week. Of course, tomorrow's Tuesday, so we'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. But we're also going to be making a couple special announcements tomorrow on the show. And during the second half of tomorrow's show, we've got a really, really great discussion taking place. And I'm trying to find it right now so I can read it to you. And that is going to be a study that shows, come on, open up, open up. Study finds, and this continuation of the whole microbiome discussion, and this was actually asked, I got several emails from people asking how to improve the microbiome of the vagina. Yes, it's even there. Well, this is a study that finds that cervical vaginal microbiota differs in women who have preterm births. So this may be able to help somebody out there who's worried about having a preemie. So that's tomorrow. We've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week. I hope you can tune in. And please download the Superhuman Radio Network app. Start using it. And please take a video if the show has helped you in any way or hurt you. You waste too much time listening to it. You hate Carl's voice. You hate the commercials. I don't care what it is. Say it. And send me a video. I would really appreciate that. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.